This is Louis Navalier. Well, the market tried to open up strong today, but it's fizzling a bit on NASDAQ. So let's be very specific what's going on. Last week, we had a lot of relative strength in gold stocks and data center stocks. And this week, they're taking some profits in the data center stocks. Now, don't worry about those because those are our strongest stocks, period. Okay, their order backlog is ridiculous. And that's accounts for over half the construction in America right now. But, you know, Wall Street always has to climb a wall of worry, and they have to have this seesaw movement, and that's all that's going on. Some people were surprised I didn't do a hotline on Friday because there was a sell-off. I thought I warned people that traders would clean out their inventories. But Friday wasn't bad for us because one of the data center stocks, AGX, had a blowout results. It was up almost 37% and change. It is pulling back today. And then another, and then the gold stocks did very well. In fact, gold stocks did so well last week, some of our smaller cap portfolios were up for the week, okay? So I just want you to know that we have stocks in there that zig when the things zag. That's what the gold stocks are for. They also have very good forecast sales and earnings. And obviously, President Trump is very feisty right now. And obviously, he's threatened to blow up a lot of stuff if Ron doesn't do what he wants. But then he says the negotiations are going well and they want to do a deal. So what he's doing, he's trying to cut off their money. The IRGC gets paid to take money off the top when on all the crude oil and everything. And we're controlling an island where 90% of their oil flows through right now. We haven't occupied the island yet, but we have the Marines ready to occupy it if necessary. So fascinating times we're in, but I want to re-clarify, the U.S. is the oasis out there, okay? And what's happened through with the Strait of Hormuz being a bottleneck, it really hurts Europe, it hurts India, it hurts all Asia, and believe it or not, it hurts California, because California is importing, well, in the summer, they will be importing up to 30% of their gasoline from Korea and India. So if they don't have oil, California's not going to get it. So $8 a gallon gas is going to be normal out there, because there's just no pipelines to California from Montana, Texas, and where all the refineries are. Okay. And then California has their own special fuel blend, so we couldn't send the gas anyway. And that's why they can't even get gas from Mexico and Canada, because they have their own blend, okay, own recipe. Anyway, so it's going to be interesting. Now, because of the high prices of LNG and crude oil, refined products, this is going to knock the trade deficit way, way down, okay? In January, the trade deficit was knocked down by gold exports, and that is going to add the GDP growth, okay? Productivity adds to GDP growth. So even though GDP growth in the first quarter is, you know, 2% or less, GDP growth is going to reaccelerate in the second quarter. And obviously the weather's a lot better, and that's going to help people get out and about more. So it's fascinating times we're in. Now, Jerome Powell's speaking at Harvard this week, and I suspect he's going to say the same thing he did last time, which is that there's no private center job creation underway. And that's the main reason the Fed would want to cut rates. But we are going to have a hideous inflation bubble. And we saw it in February in the producer price index and the import price index. The March inflation bubble is going to be much worse for food and energy. And and then, you know, because of higher diesel costs and things like that, and things get delivered on trucks or ships, that's going to have a lingering inflationary impact outside of food and energy. So the Fed doesn't technically try to fight the inflation, food and energy, but they do look at all the other costs going through the economy. So we've had some Fed chairman, Fed governors say that, yeah, we think inflation is going to cool off in the second half. They're still leaning on cutting to the employment situation. Others like Austin Goolsbee, the Chicago Fed president, doesn't really want to cut at all. But we are going to have a new Fed chairman, Kevin Warsh, in May, and he's obviously going to push to cut. And his thing is mostly the AI productivity enhancements. And now, the other good thing about Kevin Warsh is he doesn't like quantitative easing, and a lot of central banks are doing quantitative easing now. And so I do think we have to keep an eye on that. Bond yields are down today, but they were up a lot last week. The Treasury auctions last week were not perfect, okay? So you are in a washing machine, and this washing machine is going to continue until we see what the deal is on April 6th. You know, President Trump has a deadline until April 6th. So if we don't get a deal with Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz, I assume the Marines are going to take over some islands and control the strait, and I assume that they're going to be blowing up more stuff, and that's going to hurt the IRGC in Iran. So, fascinating times we're in. It's compound complex like a lot of things, but we're the oasis. The U.S. is not largely impacted by this. I mean, other than California and the prices at the pump around the country. We're the oasis in the world. So you expect a strong dollar, expect gold to continue to do well, and earnings are working. And I have no analyst cuts, folks. So if it was really bad out there, I'd have analyst cuts. So hang in there. I know you don't enjoy these gyrations. I know President Trump's negotiating tactics are unsettling to some people, but, you know, he likes to make people uncomfortable. And he's trying to make the IRGC very uncomfortable when he negotiates. So that is what's happening. So I just want to give you a quick update. I'll keep updating the podcast during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody. It's Louis Navalier.